you're about to send the I can be their stepdad line to a single mom of three. Yeah, that's how down bad American men are. Just to feel a touch of a woman. Just to be in the presence of a woman. And this looked like a pretty decent looking guy. Work out. Probably got his stuff together. But even those guys have their SIMP moments.
Post your Cash App and see what people send.
I'm a woman. Superior gender. Men are supposed to worship the superior gender.
Must be nice to be a woman, man. Must be nice. Even if she didn't have a BBL, even if she had an ironing board booty, she would still get Cash App donations just for being abroad. I just don't know what the point is as a guy. Like, do you think she's going to be like, oh, you sent me $200. What's your address? I'm about to come through and show my appreciation. It's not going to happen, bro. It ain't going to happen. You could have put that money in crypto, but you spend it on a dingbat who don't know you or care about you. Somebody please help me make sense of it.
Back to like what you said about how virgins are 80% more likely to stay married.
Yeah,
and
yeah. Well, they're more likely to rate their marriages happy after 10 years.
Oh, so it's actually happy, because that's a big question. Are they actually even happily married?
Well, all you can do, you know, they say believe women. So if we ask them and they say they're happy, are you? Okay, do you not believe women?
So this is false.
They're always going to try to find the negative in being married to a man and being happy with a man. These women are miserable, and their goal is to make every other woman miserable. They always have to look at it from the negative point of view. Happy with the guy? No, she must have lied. The guy must have been sticking her in the back, you know, when she was taking the survey, making her say that.
I've been getting this one a lot in the video because apparently they lie about their age to get reactions, which is good, whatever, do you. I just assumed you tell the truth, so I just gave you my first reaction. Excuse me. But, you know, the whole point was like, one is 46 and the other one is 22. Who's who? I'm like, without telling me, this one is younger. That is super obvious. And not just by her looks, but the way she talks, the way she presents herself. This one, if you told me she's 18, I'd believe you. I thought this one looked like in her mid-30s. And I was like, if you're 46, you look like 10 years younger. But it turns out she's 26, which means you look 10 years older. I'm like, well, that changes things. That means that compliment kind of gets turned into a critical observation, and do with that what you will. Maybe stop hitting the tanning salon every day, but
I wonder what society would be like if women spent equal time trying to build a relationship with a man, a meaningful relationship with a man, and building a family with a man, and homeschooling the kids, and things like that. As they do being on TikTok.
If you're walking down the street,
okay,
with your boyfriend,
okay,
and a man came up and snatched your purse and your boyfriend ran away, how would you feel in that situation?
I guess I would feel upset. Like, he should protect me, but I would understand his fear, but also, like, step up.
So a man needs to be masculine 24/7?
Not 24/7, but, like, assert your masculinity and take advantage of the fact that you're a man, because you're privy to certain privileges that women aren't.
All you got to do is let them genuinely talk, and you'll see real fast, like, oh my god, this bitch is dumb as hell.
If you out with your girl and some dude snatch your purse and run away, and you don't got that heat on you, it's best to just be like, we gotta let this ride, babe. We'll get you another ID, we'll cancel your debit cards, you will be all right. I'll buy you some more makeup. Because the dude who snatched the purse might have that thing on him. And then if I chase him down, he might turn around and pop me. So the purse ain't worth it. Y'all can let me know what you think in the comment section. But don't start listening to your woman. Chase him, babe. Go get him. No, don't lose your life. See, this is where true masculinity come in. You don't feel like less of a man by making the smart decision. No matter what that woman say, or no matter what your friends say about it. You did the smart thing because you preserved your life and her life. The purse can be replaced. Now, you got some dudes who gonna let, you know, the shame and tactics get to them and be like, all right, I'll go get them, babe, and then get popped. Always do the smart thing. Don't do the thing that people shaming you into doing, or don't do the thing that people say a man should do if it's dumb.
A man in that situation is stronger. He's more capable. He needs to be the one to protect his woman.
Men aren't more capable. Men are just have access to privileges that women don't.
What are some of these privileges?
Like being able to like speak loudly, being able to assert themselves in certain situations.
No. No. Women like this need to just be carted off to Mars. Stop it. You hurting yourself. That should put a motherfucker in an insane asylum right there.
I know plenty of women who speak loudly and assert themselves in situations. So how dare you play women down like that?
How dare you?
Okay, let's check this profile out. She's 36, so she's way past the wall. Public health professional. Okay, so you might have to get whatever sickness is going around if you get in a relationship with her, because that's who she's going to be around all the time. And she's holding a skull in her main profile picture. That's kind of creepy. So that alert goes off. She says she's a mom. Uh-oh. Grad student. And where it says what she's looking for, she says still figuring it out. Look, if you don't know what you want at 36, then I can't do nothing with you. You had enough time to think about it. You had 36 years to figure it out. So if you still trying to figure it out, that's all I need to hear. I'm going on to the next profile. But let's keep going. She says, not looking for anything specific. Maybe the golden retriever energy to my black cat energy. What does that mean, ma'am? Like, what does that mean?
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Black cats are bad luck. So you want to got to bring some wholesome energy to your dark, demonic energy? No, thank you. She says, I'm recently separated. So she got kids and she's recently separated. Do you really want to jump into that pile of garbage, fellas? I think not. She says, I'm a nurturer, but won't be your enabler, mother, or fixer. So yeah, you already speaking this negative language, and you're the type of woman to say, I'm not going to make you a sandwich. I'm not your mother. No man wants to deal with that, man. She says she like pretty rocks and candles. So you're one of those women who like, oh, it's all about the energy, and I'm going to put some crystals in the room so we can have a better relationship. Stupid. Just plain stupid. I don't know why women put this stuff in their profile like guys like this stuff. We don't want to hear this stuff. Just like you don't want to hear how a guy is great at Call of Duty, we don't want to hear about your candles and crystals. Tell me how good of a woman you would be to me. So far, you just are speaking negative. She says, must be accepting of my Pedro, Pascal, and Johnny Depp obsessions. No, ma'am, grow up. A man wants a woman who's going to be obsessed with him, not some celebrity that she's never going to meet. Next, it says, don't start off sexting. It's creepy. No, I don't want a D-pick. So we know what type of guy's been hitting her up. We know what type of experience she's been having on his dating app. Okay, so that tells us that's the only thing dudes is hitting you up for. So other guys aren't seeing the value in you either. So why should the new guy that's coming across your profile see value in you? You've said nothing that's going to be appealing to a man. Relationship type. Monogamy, open relationship, open to exploring. So you just a scatterbrain, and no decent man should have anything to do with you. You definitely should have stayed with your husband for your offspring's sake and for your sake. Okay, this woman has a cartoon as her profile pic, so I'm already getting immature vibes. She's 39, way past the wall, and should have had a man by now. She's a registered nurse at As if, LOL. So she's immature and got a stupid sense of humor. Okay. Looking for new friends. So she's not looking for anything serious. She says, about me. RN seeking companionship. She says, as far as my pick, provided to whom I want to see my pick. Nobody's going through all that. You're already being difficult. A man's not about to go through all that. You're not worth that yet. We don't know anything about you. Once he see the cartoon pick, he's going to automatically assume you're unattractive and keep it pushing. Ain't nobody about to play this game with you. And then you're already coming off as a B in your profile. So even if he was going to give you a chance, what you wrote made him change that decision. Caucasian male only. I do not date outside my race. Please do not swipe me as I will swipe left. Hey, no problem with that. Hey, not a problem with that at all. If you want to date within your race, cool. But you don't got to be a B about it. Because that's going to turn off some decent white men who think you're being, you know, trash about it. You could have said it with a lot more class. I'm absolutely not here for SEX or STD. So let me guess, have a dude gave you one that you met off this app? So now you feel the need to put that disclaimer? This is disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Let me know what you guys think below.
He shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat if you spot the heat around the corner.
Am I the most attractive girl in the world? No. But do I have a great personality? Also no. But do I wake up every morning and try and be the best person I can be? No.
It doesn't matter if she's the head of astrophysics or if she's the head of giving head on 4th and Broadway. It doesn't matter, dude. It's the same shit.
I want to build a life. I want a future. Sick of it. Tired of it.
We're saying no to coffin dates. We're saying no to buffer dates. We're saying no to walks in a park.
How much money does a guy need to date you?
About like 100K.
100,000. At least 100K a month.
200,000 a month.
Probably well over 400K.
500 grand at the least.
Seven figures.
Like a million, 2 million.
6 foot minimum.
At least 6 foot.
Something be under 6 months.
What height is too short for a guy?
Anything under 6 foot.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.